Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar. This is Marcy Latimer, your host for today's show and always this show, Mars Bar. You can hear me live anytime on Sundays, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I may come a few minutes early here and there, but for the most part, I am here for you on this September 19th, 2021. And we thank you for joining us once again. We can always appreciate your support by visiting us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And always, God bless. Put God first, and everything should follow after that. I do like to start with a prayer. This is an American's prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful country where I can live my life both safe and free. Each day I count on brave men and women who stand ready to sacrifice their lives for me. Who can ask more than their determination in defending all that America has come to be? Thanks to those who give again and yet again, I enjoy a life in the world's greatest nation. Care for those who will pay the price of war throughout their lives. Lord, the tragic scars they bear portray the need for compassion that I and all my countrymen must impart. Amen. That was from the Veterans of Foreign Wars, I will say. So that was a prayer that I really thought was appropriate for this day and age, especially. We always thank our military, and we appreciate all that they have sacrificed for us here in America. And what's happening now is very scary, of course, as this administration that I do not call my commander-in-chief. I don't call Clueless Joe my president because I feel he cheated. This entire administration did, and what they've done, they've turned their back on Americans. Instead of putting America first, they've put us last. Unlike President Trump, who is my president. President Trump, speaking of which, I will say, he put out a statement just yesterday or on the 17th of August. And when asked if he would run for 2024 presidential election again, he said, "I think you'll be happy. And I think a lot of our friends will be very happy, but I'm not actually allowed to answer it. It makes it very difficult if I do. So people, you're going to be happy because I love this country and I hate to see what's happening to it." That is a statement from our 45th president, President Donald J. Trump, on August 17th, 2021. And I guess there was another thread that said he mentioned sometimes you have to go through the worst to get the best. Don't quote me on this. It might not have come from his mouth. It was somebody else's comment, perhaps. But it definitely seems it could apply here. And it really is sad what's going on and what we are saying about, again, Trump supporters being blamed. The left talking points, the leftist talking points, keeps bringing up January 6th, the Capitol building insurrection date. I mean, they won't leave it alone. They keep bringing it up because they have no other talking points. And of course, they bring up race, naturally. That's their other talking point. They always say everything's racist, blah, blah, blah. The fact of the matter is they will not come to terms with how Clueless Joe and his administration is failing on so many levels. And if you mention Afghanistan and what's happened there, where they put Americans last and all the deaths to our military, just absolutely a tragedy that should not have happened. And God bless the families who are suffering the loss of their loved ones for unbelievable amount of time over there in Afghanistan, and literally felt like they were left behind. And they still have Americans trapped there trying to get out without any help from Clueless Joe and his administration. And I do believe they need to be impeached, all of them. And President Trump needs to be back where he rightly deserves, because he did win 2020 election and he needs to go back into the White House. That's my opinion. But I do believe so many people agree. And I do truly believe that in my heart of hearts. So I like hearing the statement that he has to say, but we can't wait till 2024 to have him reinstated. We have to have him now. We can't wait for a 2024 election when so much is falling apart here in the United States now. And I just pray to God that it'll happen. And in the meantime, we know that God is shining a light on all the corruption, and we will eventually get back there. So I do like hearing the positive approach that President Trump mentions, thinking we will be happy. He's saying very positive ways. He doesn't like what's happening either, but he says we will be happy because he does love the country. And we know that, and all the patriots do too. So anyway, we just need to keep faithful, keep the faith. And another thing that's happening, of course, lately that I just find very interesting is the vaccine passports. Once again, coming up where I mentioned it last week, how the administration is mandating any employer with over 100 employees must have everybody fully vaccinated or at the very minimum show a negative COVID test. It's getting to be this craziness in the world where we can't go to venues, we can't go to concerts, just when we are excited to go back to seeing live music after they've been closed down for a year and a half. Now people are going back and it's an exciting time and we should be thankful, and we are thankful, but we shouldn't have to have our freedoms taken away at the same time. My friend who is a nurse, she tried to get into a concert that she paid money for and they turned her away at the door. And it's because she doesn't have vaccine. She didn't have the COVID vaccine. She will not get it. She's a nurse. She's in the healthcare profession. She refuses to get it. She actually put in a religious exemption request. She still is waiting to hear from her employer if they will accept it. If you have questions regarding that, by the way, the person who has all the answers is Peggy Hall. I've been blessed to meet her in person. She is amazing. She is a freedom fighter. She's a truth seeker. She knows the law. Her husband's a pastor. She's amazing. She has a website called thehealthyamerican.org. So you can go there for more answers regarding religious exemptions and anything else that you might need and have questions for regarding showing vaccine status. So just saying, that's a place to go for a lot of answers. I will let you know how it works out with my nurse friend once she gets her employer to either approve or disapprove of her religious exemption. But that is something that you can do to not have to adhere to the pressures of employers demanding the mandates on you. Oh, it's crazy. We should have freedom. We should have the freedom to choose. We should have the freedom being here in America, the land of the free. So if you're upset about this, as I am, we should stand strong and don't comply, because they only have power over us if we comply. Stand strong, America. Stand strong for your beliefs. Get the answers. We're all in this together. And make sure that you're able to just not cave to the pressure. Because when you cave to the pressure, that's how they get their way. That's how the Democrats get their way. We don't want that. And of course, this last week, unfortunately, the Democrats took over California again with the recall election. I talked about the recall of Governor Nuisance. I call him Nuisance. Yeah. Or New Scum. Yeah, that's my nickname for him. Yeah, unfortunately, it did not go our way. He's staying in office, it looks like, which is sad for California. I'm a Californian, so I'm at the point where I'm thinking, my goodness, I might have to seek out a red state to move to, because this is getting tyrannical and ridiculous. And not only that, but just so expensive with all the taxes that they put on us. And he's going to come back with more mandates, I'm sure of it. and our freedom squashed. So it'll be interesting to see. But right now, I feel that they did cheat. I thought a lot of people voted yes to recall him. And again, just like the 2020 election, I believe there was cheating going on. They have had videos. They have had proof of this. We're not hiding anything. The truth is out there for anybody to see. But what they're doing is they were hiding ballots. They were also people showing up at the polls saying, oh, you've already voted. No, they did not. So there are videos out there proving this point that the Democrats cheated again. So we need to fight. We need to fight it. And we need to demand an audit. So if you're in California, demand an audit. Make sure you do. It's important that we get this information out there and we demand our audits. So call Congress and find out what you can do to get the answers. But we need to seek help. I believe Larry Elder won in a landslide, and well, not necessarily a landslide, but I think that it was closer than they expected, than the mainstream media fake news has us believe. And of course, they called it within 15 minutes of people voting at the polls. So something's wrong with that picture as well. That doesn't seem right because they weren't even tabulating all the votes. So how could that be that they called it so quickly? Again, a lot of corruption going on with our voting system. And until we have election integrity, we really can't go on. And we can't think that the 2024 presidential election will go smoothly, or even the 2022 Congress and all the other, the House. We have to get the House back and so many other things. So Trump's going to fight like mad for us, but we need to fight mad for him as well in this country to get it back. So that's what I have to say today. And I thank you again for joining me here on Mars Bar on this September 19th. And again, thank you for joining us. And if you want to drop a donation or become a patron to support our shows, visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. We do appreciate your support. And thank you for joining me. God bless America and have a wonderful weekend.